It's chamber chat time.
It is.
And we have, well, guests to your left and guests to your right, only she's not necessarily a guest. She's a superstar to your left.
She is, yeah.
Or a rock star, you've called her before, I think.
Yeah, she is a rock star.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without her.
Yeah. And we got Rhianne Kranz here. And who else is this to my right?
Yeah, we have Mr. Lyle Hicks here with Hicks Bus and Trucking, and he is going to give us a little update with all of our back-to-school stuff. Can you believe it?
Well,
back-to-school.
I certainly can believe it. And Lyle, welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. I did notice I was just checking my Facebook because and I don't do that very often. I look for birthdays. Is there any birthdays that would have hit here like in the last day or so?
Yeah.
Rhianne, who would that be?
I think there was, yeah.
I believe we maybe have Janae's birthday. Picture of her. How old were you in that picture?
Oh, I don't know.
Eight?
I don't know where my mom finds those. Oh. They're pretty embarrassing.
It was absolutely classic, but it is her.
Yeah,
I mean, she has not changed.
It was a set of bangs, I'll tell you that. I had quite the set.
Yeah. So, and speaking of hairdos, Lyle, how are we doing?
Doing great. Got my summer cut.
You know. So do I.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way to do it. So
must have the same barber.
There you go. Mr. Hicks, as it says on our one of our ads that I listened to as I was broadcasting the Litchfield Blues games over the weekend, which you so graciously sponsor, be careful. We have no students to lose.
That's correct. School starts in about 3 weeks.
Oh,
Tuesday, September 3rd is the first day.
Getting close.
Most all parents should know that, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a staggered start this year like they've had in the past. I think last year and perhaps the year before. The first day of school, Tuesday the 3rd, St. Philip's will start full-time.
Okay.
And the only public school kids who will have school on Tuesday are 10th and 12th graders.
Oh, really?
The rest of them are with welcome conferences at all grade levels.
Oh, okay.
And then on Wednesday, it will be only the 9th and 11th graders, along with St. Phillips, of course. And then on Thursday, all the kids, K through 8, go back in and start school full time.
All right.
So it's a little odd for us. We actually run this full school bus route. So if anybody sees us out there driving around on the first day, we have, you know, as it goes, we have some of all of those grades, including St. Phillips, on every bus.
Right.
And it's good practice for the drivers to get out there and just learn the route and make sure that they've got all those turnarounds and stops down pat before school starts.
That's what they call a test drive.
A test drive, yeah. We like that.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's school, so let's have the word test in there, right?
Yes.
It always froze me. Oh, no, not a test. So, and speaking of tests, there are, you can have some drivers test out to become bus drivers.
We would love to. If you have any interest in driving school bus, please come out and see us. Hicks Bus Line, we're on South Highway 22 now. It's the old, the former Steffes property, which most people know. First left turn after you go past Custom Products.
Right.
Just go to the end of the road. You'll see the buildings. South side of the building is our office door. And come on in and see us. We've got some new faces this year. We have Shelley Landfair has joined us. Shelley was a manager for us in Hutchinson for a number of years. Lots of experience. She drove school bus down in the metro area for an awful long time, then moved out to, she grew up in Hutch, moved out to Hutchinson, worked for us as a special needs small bus driver, and then came into our office as our system manager and has joined us now. So that's, we have Roxanne Goodyjohn, of course, still there, and we have Shelley, and we've got some great management in that front office. And we have some new bus drivers this year.
Oh, do you? Good. I was going to ask how you're doing with that.
Lived halfway between Hutchinson and Litchfield, drove for us in Hutchinson, and have chosen to drive in Litchfield. I think we have three full-time, and I think we have three or four people who are going to be part-time drivers for us in the same manner.
Quickly, kind of, in a way, run me through the process. I got a Class C driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement, which doesn't matter. What do I have to do? How long does it take? And And is it tedious or is it easy?
Well, the length of time is a lot dependent on the individual. Okay. There are some written tests that you have to take first before you ever start the driving. We have all the books. We have all the study guides. Come out and see us. You have to have a commercial driver's license, which is kind of a basic one. Mm-hmm. All of our drivers are required to have the air brake endorsement, so that's a separate endorsement on the CDL.
Okay, a separate test.
And then there's it's a written test.
Okay,
not very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the passenger endorsement.
Okay.
In addition to that, you need to take a written test that is specific to school bus driving in the state of Minnesota. And, of course, we help you through all of that. Once you have those two, then you get what's called a commercial learner's permit. And that means that you can go out and drive the bus with nobody in there. And that's when you're really, and we always have a trainer with you, of course. And by the way, once you get those tests passed and you come to us with the CLP, that mm-hmm. learner's permit,
right.
We pay you to learn.
And oh, really?
We have full-time trainer. We actually have two now.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Lawrence has been our trainer for a number of years. Outstanding trainer. All we hear are good things from the people who have been through his classes. But we essentially hold your hand and teach you how to pass the driving test. We don't care what you drove before. We've had people that the biggest car they drove was a Pinto who drive a school bus. All of our buses are automatic transmissions, so no fears there. But we teach you how to drive the bus. We get you through the driving test, and then we teach you how to be a bus driver.
Yeah, right. They've taught you how to get the test for the bus.
There's a difference between driving a school bus and being a bus driver, and then we teach you how to be a bus driver. And we're with you all along the way. I do a lot of the behind the wheel. Once drivers get past their driving test, and we start them out on routes.
True.
I do it. My son Michael Hicks does it. Brian does it. But you're with somebody the whole way. We don't turn you loose, so to speak, until you're comfortable and we're comfortable.
Right.
And it's a learning process. You get better every route, every week, every month, every year.
Yep. And then the seasons change.
And then the seasons
you got
change.
That.
But I will tell you that a school bus is one of the greatest vehicles to be in snow and ice.
Really?
We have a very long wheelbase, so they tend to stay in a straight line pretty well. So it's they really aren't. We're looking for, full time. I believe that, boy, knock on wood, I think for the first time in 3 years, we have all of our bus routes filled for the first day of school, which is very exciting for us.
Yeah.
We have some outstanding substitute drivers.
I was just going to say, you've got subs.
Oh, we've got outstanding subs. We've got a few of them who we call our super subs who really know every route they drive. Whenever we need them.
That's great.
But they don't sign up to be full-time drivers. So it's really good when we have drivers in every seat, so these people are there to fill in. We have lots of sports, lots of activities to go out. That takes a sub-driver on the route bus so that one of our route drivers can go drive that. So it takes a lot of people. Takes a big village to run that school bus company.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and as far as the routes go, each year I assume those probably change based on the population of kids.
We would always like more kids in our district.
Oh.
But the families don't change a great deal. It's not like it used to be, and so. We take the routes from the previous year and we modify those so that everybody's ride, and if we need to cut a bus or add a bus, we do that.
Right.
We try to be very efficient. But we modify those routes. We try to, the school district likes to have kids in the district, and we have lots of kids from outside of our district who attend, who we
That's
provide
right.
transportation
mm-hmm.
for. But we try not to board any students before 7 a.m. And the last kids, all the buses end up at Ripley School at 8. So the longest a student theoretically should be on the bus is an hour in the morning. And then it's about an hour and 15 minutes in the afternoon because we have to go from Ripley School. We do all the transfers to the high school, and then we depart from there.
Yeah.
But the school, this school district has chosen to make it convenient for the families and not have those, you know, 6:45 or 6:20 or 6:30 starts for those kids. So it's we have this year, I think we have 68 kids average per bus, which is pretty darn full.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah.
And one thing that you've got, too, is an incredible safety record.
Well, that's all about the drivers and that experience.
Yep.
And we train and train and train. We know that training pays off. I've said this many times. Your most experienced drivers tend to be the safest because they've had more practice at it.
Sure.
You get better every year. But we had a bus driver, Vi Freelander, Vi, if you're listening, I apologize if I get these numbers wrong, but I think she had about 40 years of school bus driving.
Wow.
She drove for Bud Smith Bus in Litchfield before she came to us. She was one of our most senior drivers, if not the most senior driver, for a number of years, and at our monthly safety meetings, she paid the closest attention of everybody. So
amazing,
the person who'd heard it all the most times was the one who was really paying attention. So you can't beat experience. You can't beat continual training. And we do that.
And dedication.
We have our back-to-school meeting. Our drivers have a four-hour meeting where we kind of go through everything that we do as great reminders, big question and answers. We have speakers come in, and that takes place this coming Monday. And then we train. We have at least 1 hour per month all year long.
Wow.
A couple of things. I know we don't have a huge amount of time here, but
sure.
Just a reminder to parents with young children. The state of Minnesota passed new car seat, child restraint system laws that went into effect, I believe, last Monday.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
and they are significant.
August.
It's no longer by age; it's by height and weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can, if you have to go to the most restrictive one. So even if you have a kid who's 8 years old, if they fit in the car seat, they have to ride in the car seat. It's there are some pretty significant changes, and it's going to catch, I'm telling you, 99% of the parents flat-footed. But for us, any of our kids who are in vans or our small buses, we put our 3 and 4 year olds typically in child seats. If your child is using those special transportation, vans or small buses, and they are in a car seat, or if they're under 8 years old, please call our office. We need to know their height and their weight. So that we can determine who needs to be in what. Some are in car seats, some are in booster chairs, booster seats. But it's a significant change in how these kids ride in cars. And child seats are great. They protect the kids. Kids get used to sitting in them. I think this might have been a little stretch, but that's just my own opinion. I don't know. They evidently have data to back it up. But
I suppose.
Thank goodness you don't hear of an awful lot of kids being injured seriously when they're buckled into a
those, isn't that the truth?
I mean, those new car seats are incredible.
Yeah.
A couple of reminders. If you've got little kids that are getting on and off buses in town at town stops, please, 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 parents, walk your child to and from their bus stop from your house a few times. We have kids who get on the bus, mom drops them off, and when they get off, they really don't even know how to get home. So walk your child back and forth a few times.
Hit the route a few times.
Make them familiar with where they live and where their bus stop is. Stress-safe walking. You know, when these kids have to cross, they go to the corner, they stop, they wait, they look. They look, they look, and then they go if there's nothing there. But really, really drive home those safety rules. We have all of our town bus stops use the 8 lamps, flashing lights, and the stop arm. Mm-hmm. So if you see a bus in town that's stopping, if those lights are flashing, do not pass. If it's at an intersection and you're coming from the right, do not proceed. If you cross that intersection, we're probably going to report you. So, and just because we need everybody to be as safe as possible around those school buses. So please, 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 if you see a school bus stop, stop, because that bus is likely loading or unloading kids. Reminder to parents for Ripley School and St. Phillips elementary kids, actually all the kids in the schools. The schools do not issue bus passes. Mm-hmm. If your child needs to go someplace else on a one-off, you need to make arrangements for them to get there. We have essentially eliminated lost kids on bus routes by not having bus passes.
Yeah.
When we talked about kids not knowing where to go from their own bus stop, you drop them off at a different bus stop to go to Grandma's or Aunt Julie's, and they have no clue where they're going. Yeah. So, I know I talked a lot.
No, and I have one more question for you before we get to it.
We have a new superintendent, too, by the way. Have you met her?
Has she
been on the radio?
She has been on the radio when I wasn't here.
Susan Burris, very nice individual. Grew up in Painesville, so pretty much local, but we've had the opportunity to meet with her, and I'm pretty impressed.
Good.
I think we've got a great leader coming into our school system.
You mentioned the stop arm and everything, not only for that reason, but a lot of buses now are accompanied with cameras. That's been a big thing.
We have cameras on all of our buses. We use a 4-camera system, actually 5 now. 2 inside to watch the kids. We have one that's forward-facing through the windshield. Mm-hmm. And then there's a stop-arm camera that's a very special camera that sits on the left side of the bus right under the stop sign. And that points front and back. The new ones have 2 cameras in the same location. And we can read a license plate that if the car is doing 70 miles an hour. And I will tell you, we don't call people in unless we know that they've done something wrong, and we've seen some really long faces when the people got to see the video and realize exactly what they'd done. But once again, if you see a bus stop, flashing lights, there's kids around. They're getting on or off the bus or crossing the highway. So please, 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 round buses, play it safe, stop if they're stopped.
Sure. All right, thanks, Lyle. And now we got to get a little update from over at the, I suppose there's birthday cake over at the chamber office today.
No, what? I had birthday pie yesterday.
Birthday pie.
Which was just as delicious.
That was your choice.
Yeah.
Did she bring yours over?
I hadn't seen any yet.
We don't currently have a fridge over
coffee.
There.
And,
and I got it right out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, I was going to, thank you. Mm. I was going to put a plug in to, they have a really great website that'll have all of that back to school information on busing as well as the school district, too. The school district kind of has all of that with back to school stuff. So any of the things he talked about today are
I would guess
available.
Even, yeah, the
bus.com.
Easy enough.
693-3292.
Yep.
Come and see us.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Or go to the website for info. So.
Yep.
So what do you got going on over there?
Oh, next up we have Fallen Into Fun Fest, Saturday, September 21st.
Right.
And we just got our posters printed, so we're going to get those up around town, get them out to our sponsors as well as just kind of various locations. And Rayanne's going to kind of give us an update on what we have for sponsorships and booths at the business fair. And
yeah, we got 29 sponsors.
Ooh.
I know. 21 booths and 19 pumpkins.
Beautiful.
Pumpkin on the shelf thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
And I saw at least one of you out at the fair.
Yeah, I was out there a couple times. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Were you hiding out there?
I was on the North Shore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were going to be up north. So
anyway,
it worked out great. Anything else we need to add from the chamber's perspective?
I don't think so. We did finish our flooring. It is a little bit of a hot mess over there right now. We don't have everything put back. Yeah. But if you want to stop by and check out that new flooring, we're pretty excited about that. So.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
But otherwise, of course, you can find us at litch.com, which will also be the location for all your Fallen Into Fun Fest information. You can give us a call at 320-693-8184. Or stop by. We're right across from the radio station here.
Good. Thank you for all the information today.
Thanks for having us.
Lyle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. You bet.